Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Well, hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. Tonight, we are continuing our discussion of Step 11, Passion, with our emphasis tonight being on self-expression. This is Kelly Fox, your co-host, and we also have our other lovely co-host, Terry Sayer. How are you doing tonight, Terry?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes, it's been so long.
I know, it has. Golly, how long has it been since Sunday, right? Saturday.
Boy, yeah, but we talked today.
I know we did. We actually did talk besides texting back and forth. Kelly's has a new role in my business. When we were at our Fearless Living retreat in San Antonio, which we sent you pictures and talked about last week, one of our speakers talked about the importance of knowing your strengths and then also maybe finding an assistant that has strengths that complement your weaknesses. So Kelly's been really instrumental in creating the website and doing all the technical behind-the-scenes work on Fearless Generations, and so I hired Kelly as my personal assistant for my business, Coach for Change, and she's been doing an amazing job. And so we've been working on a workshop called Change Your Life. She's created a flyer. We've got a venue. She's also today created a new business card design for me and ordered me new business cards. So she's really fueling my passion because she's allowing me to do the things I do well. And she's become my personal assistant doing the things that are not so easy for me to do. In fact, not in my skill set at all. And so it's really fueled my passion.
It just takes a little bit of effort that you may not want to invest.
Well, and it's not really.
I'm sure you could do all of the things that I do, but yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, so it's not my way of self-expression. It's not through details and creating those kinds of documents. My passion is getting out in front of people and talking to people and working on content and that kind of thing. So it works out really well. It's a great synergy, and she's just been amazing. So that's an exciting thing that's kind of happened the last couple of weeks for us ever since we got home from the retreat. So. Talk about
you guys need to check out her website. It's terrysayer.com and check that out. She also, you can see she started a blog, and you can see her blog on there as well. So she'll be getting new business cards soon. So
yeah, very exciting.
Yep,
very
we're
exciting.
That today.
Yeah, so
a lot of back and forth. Do you like it now? Do you like it now?
Well, could you change this? Could you do that? Well, finally, we talked to each other on the phone. But I mean, it's a way of expressing yourself, you know, with assuredness that, you know, it's kind of like it's a driving force that comes from within. You know, when you're really working towards your passion, which for me is evolving into really doing a training business and doing workshops. And I'm going, another thing we did at another speaker we had at the retreat has a 2-day workshop that I signed up for the 1st and 2nd of October, where he really helps you to define your passion and your goal, and then how to plan steps that will make your success absolutely certain, because you do the work that needs to be done in order to be successful at that. So I'm going to be working at the thing I'm going to be working towards there is to be a speaker, so that I can develop a repertoire of talks built around fearless living and the workshops that I do, as well as the leadership work that I've created in my own content and my Coach for Change training business. So that's exciting too. So that's mm-hmm. kind of where my passion is leading me, which is really, really a self-expression of my, you know, what I think my talents are and my gifts are, and that's being able to talk to people and being able to help people understand and to make steps towards their own passion and their own goals. And so that's what I really like to do. I love to be able to be that catalyst for people to seek personal coaching or seek a way of organizing their work so that they can make forward movement and be able to realize their goals and dreams as well. So all that has really kind of been clarified for me because of the retreat and the people that Rhonda Britton brought in to talk to us and to help us. And I think for Kelly and I, we've made a lot of progress in just the 2 weeks since we were there. And
well, we're definitely.
So. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We're definitely trying to make some progress. We are always continuing to try to push ourselves forward and push ourselves out of our comfort zone and into those areas that, you know, aren't so comfortable, but it's where we want to be because we want to be able to have more people see what we're doing and, you know, be able to help themselves change and, you know, live closer to who they are and, you know, be out there pushing themselves and living their dream. And so that's definitely something that we are passionate about, and we are able to kind of split the roles and you know, do our part to move that work forward.
Yeah, that's exciting. So I understand we have a little guest this evening.
We do have a guest this evening. For those who have been listening to us for or last year, if you listened to us last year as well, which I hope you did, but if you didn't, all of last year's shows are available on the website, which is fearlessgenerations.org, which you can check out anytime. But last year around step 11, my daughter Arisa came on the show and she sang one of the songs that she had written. Because that's what she's passionate about. She's passionate about singing and, well, one of the things. She's 11. I was going to say you're 12. You're not 12 yet. She's 11, and so she's passionate about a lot of things. But this is one of the things that she's passionate about singing and writing her own songs and expressing what's in her heart through music. And so I thought it would be fun to have her back on the show this year and have her sing one of her songs for us. And let's open up her mic. Hello, Risa.
Hello.
So I have been instructed to not look at her while she's singing. So I'm going to walk into a different room. And Arisa, if you'd like to tell us a little bit about your song, or if you just want to start singing it, that's fine. The mic is yours.
I think I'll talk about it after I sing.
Okay.
You'll never learn anything unless you spread your wings. Just look out at the world. See what you can find. You who can lie? You know that it's true.
Okay, I'm coming back out. I'm looking at you now.
Hello.
All right, so what would you like to share with us about your song? What inspired you to write a song about spreading your wings and living your truth? You don't know? It's just what's in your heart, huh?
Just came to my mind.
All right. Well, thank you once again, Arisa, for sharing with us your talent and your passion for songwriting. Terry, do you have anything you want to say to her before I take her mic back off?
No, it's beautiful. Just beautiful. It was so sweet.
Yay.
Your voice just was so sweet, and I think that it's a message that everyone can really relate to, and it's certainly the message of fearless living, to just spread your wings and be true to yourself, live your truth. And that's the thing your mommy and I try to do, is to help people get clear on what their truth is so that they can then get out of their comfort zones and fly. So that was beautiful. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
All right. She is now back on mute, and so I no longer have an echo. But I really like that song. When she was practicing it, you can't, I don't know if it's because she's singing it on a phone. Hopefully you were able to understand all of the words. But because it's a really pretty message about, you know, spreading your wings and living your truth and knowing that it's you because it's you, basically, kind of a thing. And I think that that's really beautiful. And right now she's nervous and she's being shy, so she's not able to express that when we ask her questions. But it just really touches my heart, because I feel like the example that I'm trying to set for her is being seen, and it's being understood, and it's coming across, and she's getting the message that this is the life that she can have. And it's kind of funny, I was thinking about last year when she sang, she was nervous, but it wasn't like I had to leave the room or anything like that. So it's like, you know, as we get, oh, that's true, I was in New York when you sang last year. Oh, but it seemed like she was a little bit more nervous about it this year. And I think that as we get older, we get more nervous about putting ourselves out there and, you know, sharing our passion with others. And so, you know, it's just a reminder to all of us that, you know, to just do it anyways, to spread our wings, to step out of our comfort zone, to take that risk, to live our passion, regardless of who's listening or who will think what or whatnot. And, you know, to not let that fear keep us from living our dream or being who we truly are. And I was going to try to get her to let me Facebook Live her singing, but that was a little beyond a risk for her. So we didn't get to do that. But she did sing, even though she was pretty nervous, and I had to leave the room. But but yeah, so I just think that her message is really important, and it's really true to what we're speaking about this month and this week, about expressing yourself and doing it the way that feels true to you. Some people paint, some people, you know, create sculptures, some people create video games, some people draw, some people sing, some people organize. You know, there's
yeah.
all different ways to express yourself. And I know when I was growing up, I have very talented sisters. I had, you know, a sister who was really good at drawing, and I had a sister who was really good at dancing, and another sister who's just really crafty, and I just felt like, oh, I'm so not talented. And it took me a while to really just let go of that narrow-minded box of what talented meant and see what my qualities, you know, are as a person. And eventually I came to the understanding that I'm a really good friend. I'm a good listener. And I really care deeply about people and I want to help them. And that's not something that everybody has. And so that was one thing where I was like, oh, okay, I have this talent. And Fearless Living has been a way for me to cultivate that talent and to learn skills to really support people in the best way possible, to live in their freedom and to go out and be able to, you know, express themselves and cultivate their talents and live their dreams. And so I just think it's really cool, you know, Arisa being able to be willing to be on the show with us tonight and just, you know, the process of self-discovery and expressing yourself in a way that is true to you and that you don't put those limitations on yourself of what talent is or what self-expression is, but that you allow whatever that is to come from you and to come out and to accept that and to see the value in it.
Yeah. It's interesting because when you were first in singing groups when you were little, I don't remember how old you were, kindergarten maybe, but you yeah. had no fear about wanting to be the center stage, you know, and you would go up and ask the music directors, well, when do I get a solo? Or, you know, you just really had no fear. So when you were talking about as we get older, we want to risk less, that was kind of your evolution as well, because you could risk when you were younger until you started comparing yourself to others or whatever it was that caused you to pull back. And because like Arisa, you would have sang a song for just about anybody. And
yeah,
you know, you just would, people would say, that little girl over there, she came and asked me when she gets to do a solo. Can you believe that? She just went, you know. So it's interesting to think about that.
Yeah.
Because you had that passion.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I can look back and I can think of different things that discouraged me from stepping out or that made the stretch more of a risk or into the die zone. And I think that I've done some letting go of that as well as, you know, just some, you know, just my own personal work on that. But I definitely think that that's something that I still am working on. Well, especially when it comes to singing. But I think that when we are young, we are fearless. I mean, I have a lot of kids, and I can, you know, and they range in all different kinds of, you know, ages. So, like, my youngest is 2.5, and he will just flip off things, and he will run around and be crazy. And he'll run into things and he'll cry and then he'll get back up and he'll do it again. Like, he just has very little fear of anything bad happening to him. You know, and then my oldest son, who's 13.5, where he doesn't really want to do anything to embarrass himself or make himself stand out or have, you know, anyone look at him for any extended amount of time. And he's made some really huge steps this year with our encouragement. He spoke at church, and tonight he ran our family night. Every Monday night we try to have a family night. And he ran it tonight. And he said that at the end of it, he really liked it. He liked running it. He liked being in charge and assigning people and giving the lesson. And so, you know, I think that, you know, we all are in a process of growing. And I feel like as my husband and I set the example to step out and take risks, that the kids feel more comfortable in stepping out and making risks. And so that's one thing that I really love about Fearless Living and talking about Fearless Generations, is that the more I live in my freedom, the more I'm allowing them to live in theirs. And that's the whole point of it, I think, for me.
It's very evident that she's like, there are a number of cousins in our family that have this passion for singing and performing and being mm-hmm. on stage, and they're so creative. Today, Lily has been spending some time here with me, so she's down with me, and her cousin Emily, who is, I don't know, is she 12 years old? I think she's 12 years old. 11
she's
and 12, 12, I don't know. Yeah,
she's 12.
Yeah, she's really good.
She actually
at
might be 13
fun.
Soon.
Like YouTube videos and that kind of thing. You know, no, she'll be 13 in September.
Mm-hmm.
She's really good at doing that. So today they created a movie together. And they've had so much fun doing that. And that passion that they have for creativity and for performing is really fun to watch. And so they have no inhibitions about it. I mean, they're just really excited about doing it. And they have this great desire to express themselves in this movie mode or these performing modes and these singing and it's fun to watch because it's a passion that I tried to instill in my children for music and for drama and for theater, and they've all carried it on into their families as well, which is really exciting to watch my grandchildren having the same passion for performing and for drama and for music. And so it's really fun because they express themselves, and that self-expression has become really important to them, and it's their truth. I mean, they really practice it, and they understand it as a process, and they enjoy it. So it's
mm-hmm.
And brings joy to my heart to as well to see them expressing themselves in these creative ways.
Yeah, it's really cool to watch how the generations have gotten into theater. It started with you and your love of theater, and then to our generation, and now to our kids' generation. And it's fun to watch. I mean, I went to, I think, a play last summer, and my sister Heather and all three of her girls were in the play, and it was just really fun to watch as they all, you know, did their different parts. And I think Emily danced, and Cameron was more of, you know, acting, and Natalie was super cute, and Heather had a pretty big part. And so it was really fun to watch that, and watching, you know, Cameron grow and express herself. Cameron just seems to be able to be really talented at a lot of different things, and so it's interesting to watch her as she develops her talents with her drawing and playing instruments and singing and acting, and it's just a lot of fun to watch as she gets more into one or the other, and you know, just to dream about, you know, what they're going to do, who they're going to become. And I think that theater really gives an outlet for that, for you to dream, for you to, you know, to really think, oh, I could do this or I could be this. And I think that's why I've stayed close to the theater. I've always felt at home there. And I think because they're all dreamers.
Yeah. Well, and then you sharing your passion is being a good friend, and the joy that it brings you to, you've had friends since grade school that you're still friends with, and you support each other. And I
mm-hmm.
just this last weekend, one of your friends that you've had for a long time, their little baby had his first birthday, and then on Facebook there's this picture of these four or five girls that, you know, have been friends for so long and have supported each other through difficult pregnancies, through tragedies, through loss, and you've always been there for each other, and you're in so many of those pictures because you are such a good friend, and that is a passion for you. And I think recognizing that as self-expression and following what's your truth, and that's amazing. And I want to acknowledge you for that, and I see that in you, and I admire that. And
thank you.
I think that's a great talent.
Yeah. Well, I think if you're someone who's not sure necessarily what your self-expression would be, I think, you know, pay attention to yourself, watch yourself, or even ask your friends, what is something that I do well? Or what is something that you see in me that you admire or that you like about me? Ask people. Because if you're not seeing it in yourself, believe me, your friends, your family, they're seeing it in you. They see when you light up when you talk about this or when you talk about that, or they see the talents that you might be diminishing. And I think that that's important. I think in my own self-discovery, that's how I was able to find that, because I was constantly comparing myself to my friends or my sisters or other people. And I had to stop that and say, okay, well, what's something that I do well? What's something that I can cultivate, or that I already do well, that I'm already talented at, that I can learn and improve and do better? And I still love to sing. That's not to say that I don't sing well. I sing fine. But putting all my eggs in that one basket was starting to, you know, affect my self-esteem. And so it was reaching out and trying to find, you know, those multiple areas where I can be talented, and I don't have to be the best. I don't have to excel. Like I'm an okay drawer, or I can dance. Okay, I can, you know, on the dance, like on a club dance floor, not like ballet or anything like that, but, you know, and not worry about, am I the best, or am I this, or am I that, but just, you know, just having fun and just being me and not worrying about who's watching.
Well, it really sounds like you're sort of describing the risk formula, you know, where you release your attachment to the outcome, and you invest in your commitment, and you stand for your truth, and then you keep kindness at the forefront. So what you were just talking about really was very much that, applying that formula. And that's something we can talk about too next week when we look at passion, because I think our time is up. So it's been, again, thank you, Risa, for sharing her passion with us. It was amazing. And what do we have to look forward to next week, Miss Facilitator?
Well, let me look. I don't have that up exactly, but I can bring it up hopefully quickly. Well, we'll still be talking about passion. The emphasis, though, is loading. And I believe we'll hopefully have at least one more guest coach on the show this month. I'm hoping. I haven't heard back from some people. Next week, we're going to be talking about value desires. So valuing the things that we desire more, and how our passion can help us with that. And then next week we'll be talking, the next week is about risk is courted. So we will be talking about risk this month for sure.
Great.
Because that's definitely a component of passion.
Thank you. And thank you for listening, and thank you for being our fearless leader. And I hope you have a great week, and I hope our listeners will have a great week, and that they'll gain clarity around their own passion and being true to themselves.
Yes. thank you always for coming out. And you can always find the link on our Facebook page and on our website. Thanks. See you next week.
All right. Goodbye.